I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to the Dream Job Ready podcast. My name's Dane Sharp. I'm your host. And my special guest today is Alif Sampson, who's the co-founder and chief operating officer at Kami. Kami is a New Zealand-based edtech company that bears the same name as its marquee product, which is a digital documentation tool that's being used in schools and being used right now by over 25 million teachers, educators, and students across the world.
So Kami is like the new pen and paper in the classroom. How we're being used is that teachers can share documents to their students either individually or collaboratively as a group, wherein they can annotate onto the document, whether they're completing an assignment, a worksheet, or creating their new projects as well. So they can highlight, add text, even add video comments to it. For example, if they're in an English class and they're doing a reading on a book or an essay, they can easily add their video comments or audio comments on the side of the document. So it actually gives them more ability to interact with their educational resources, whatever they might have. So they're not just restricted to, like, you know, write a one paragraph reflection on this essay, but they can actually verbally explain their thoughts or record any kind of reactions that they might have. So these are some of the tools that we do have. We have a lot of tools that would definitely help the teachers in the class in getting their work done. I think it has been very relevant in the current times because everything is going digital. But before COVID happened, we're already seeing a lot of transition moving on to digital classroom and digital work, as everything is around the world. It's good to see that they're finally embracing and getting into the digital side of things. It's not totally eradicating whatever we've done traditionally, but also trying to incorporate that into moving on to what's going to be the future of it.
Yeah, that's great. And one thing that really jumped out at me when I looked at the platform and tried to really do some research for this was around, you know, obviously empowering the student and the teacher to better collaborate and, you know, probably learn in a wider a variety of ways than, as you said, some of the traditional methods. But it really kind of hit home around the importance of communication and how we all communicate a little bit differently. Some are great, as you said, at verbal communication, others are written. And that's probably where I'd love to start, given your experience of, you know, enabling and empowering better and newer ways of communicating in the classroom. Being a business leader now, having this business for, I believe, at least over 8 years, can you talk to me very quickly about what the importance you put on communication in a workplace?
We really value our team culture. I think that has been one of our biggest goals into building this company, is that we got to build a really good foundation. We got to have a really good team to start off with. And to attain that, we got to have really good communication and transparency within the company. So we've been, ever since the beginning, we've been very transparent with whatever is happening. still getting the communication right, because there's always adjustments that you need to do as your team grows. You might have figured things out when you were 10, and then here comes another 10 coming in. We got to adjust accordingly. How will the communication work? What are the expectations from each other's going to be? What are expected from each of us as well? So it's a constant evolving thing in terms of communication, but it has always been on top of our minds that communication is definitely key to achieving whatever we want to achieve day to day.
And what are expectations? You know, what can you share about your expectations for both new starters coming into your business, but also maybe management level in your business, to go and convey, I guess, the importance of culture and things like communication to the rest of the team? How do you manage that as a leader?
How we describe our growing team right now is like we're a big orchestra. I'm not a music fanatic or something, but I always describe it as like we're like in an orchestra wherein the composers are the whole team, led by the founders. We compose this beautiful symphony, and then we have the managers as the orchestra directors, and then the whole team being in the orchestra doing their own parts. But to achieve beautiful music, we got to be on sync. We got to be playing together and, you know, be aware of what's happening and what's going to happen next. And we've always been, aside from transparency, we've always been telling each of our new employees as well as they join in that do not be afraid to voice out any of your opinions, any of your ideas. Like, you got to own it. You got to own your role, and you got to be always thinking about the bigger picture and not just being siloed into whatever role you might have, because we still treat ourselves as a, you know, startup, a small startup compared to the other tech startups elsewhere, because we're currently under 50. But we still want to have this really open communication amongst ourselves, really good collaboration. Like, they shouldn't be afraid speaking out their ideas, even though they just started, or even though they're under a manager. They have that opportunity to put in their input into building what Cami will be in the next couple of months, because we evolve so fast. That's the beauty, I guess, that we love of being in a startup. That's why when we get new people to join in, we tell them explicitly, okay, this is a startup environment. This is how things will be. It might not be the same as what corporate life will be. So it's just being clear what is expected from them. And a lot of people who apply it are actually excited about it, because they can finally voice out their ideas and they're not going to be told off right or wrong. Like, for us, it's always, you know, the people that actually dictates what's right and what's wrong is actually your users, not the founders, not the managers. It's actually your users. So that said, going back to communication, like having good communication within the team, sharing all these knowledge amongst us is very, very important, so that when each of us comes up with ideas, it's always well thought of, and it always revolves around what would the user value most. And in turn, it helps us with achieving our goals. And for each and one of us, even the team members, it helps them upskill themselves by challenging themselves of how do we see things or ask things differently, and how do we solve that afterwards. So that's one of the biggest things that we're doing right now.
Yeah, that's great. And if I can throw it, put you on the spot a little bit more just with that, if the listener right now has really enjoyed that and kind of thinking, you know, I'm just not getting my chance to voice my opinion or my thoughts, or I feel afraid to for a certain reason. Is there any kind of past experience or any advice you've been given or have given to others to help them get over that and actually get that voice heard?
I actually, when I was in uni, I've started freelancing and I did a quick full-time job. So I don't have good enough background outside of Cami in terms of giving my own experiences to anyone. But I've always, the founders and I have always have this vision that the team will be this very collaborative team. And we know that that would be our strongest point. So we want to be very welcoming, I guess, and very clear to each and every of the team members that, look, whatever your role is, whether you're a graphics designer, you can still have a say on the product, right? Because they bring in a different perspective based on their skills and their background, but also how they see each of the problems differently. And also one of our key things is like we make sure that each and every one of our team members, we make sure that we talk to a user at least, once a week. Like we gotta be relevant. We gotta know the pulse, like actual pulse of the users. We're not gonna go get some third party to tell us what to do or tell us what the users are thinking. It's actually us actually being onto that one-to-one. So hopefully be more attached to the users will give them more confidence in voicing out their opinions because they actually have that, information in front of them and they can put it together themselves.
Yeah, I think, having the data, having that insight-led information from the customer, it almost guarantees that you can't be wrong in many instances, right?
Definitely.
So hopefully that helps give that person the confidence. My two cents, another one, a really good piece of advice I've heard in the past is, especially if you're coming at it going, yeah, I do have that information, I've got the data, I've got the right plan here, is if you don't have the confidence or you're not getting the opportunity to speak up in that meeting or the board conference or whatever, try and find someone in the business that you've got that good relationship that does often get a chance to get their voice heard and maybe approach them with an opportunity of, how do I get my message across in a meeting. And I've seen and probably even done it in the past, the option to just go, okay, I hadn't noticed that. I'll throw to you a bit more often in the meeting or I'll turn to you when the opportunity is right. So, I think that's my two cents on it as well.
Definitely. I can see that very, very useful, especially, each and one of us have their own ways of confidence in terms of, speaking out. And that would definitely help, someone who's more introverted and more quiet, I guess, in terms of voicing out their opinions. But yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Now, you guys have picked up some great accolades. Obviously in New Zealand, but now starting globally as well. Innovation accolades. I know you were a semi-finalist of the Young New Zealander of the Year Awards. How important is that, even if it's more from a reconfirmation and PR point of view for the business, how important has that been just to, make sure and kind of reconfirm that you're on the right track with this business and project that you've been working on for many years?
For us, we've always been US, I guess, mostly US focused. And right now we're seeing the benefits of us being in New Zealand. So having those accolades and like awards gives us a sense of, I agree, conformity that we are on the right track, that we're actually doing something good here. It is also a great way for us to meet people. That's why we love going to awards, whether or not we're in there or not, because you meet exceptionally amazing people, and it's such a great time to pick their brains out, ask them a lot of questions about anything, and they are happy to share their thoughts and their opinions, which is amazing. Definitely PR is really good, because for our team, we're still small. Like, we have more than almost 26 million users now, and there's only 45 of us in total. So the ratio of the Cami team versus the users is quite massive.
Yeah.
So for us, growing our team has always been the biggest challenge, because one, we want to make sure it fits our culture, whoever we hire next. And also we're kind of trying to balance trying to get everything done, because we have so much that needs to be done, but also onboarding new people takes a lot of time, a lot of effort from a lot of people as well. So how do you balance that without neglecting your user? So we're doing that dance. So all these awards, I guess, and recognition helps us reach out to more people and share our story, and then actually explain what we actually do, and they would understand, oh yeah, Cami, this is what they are. They're a tech startup, this is what they do. They're passionate about education and technology. Therefore, we get the right people to come into our doors, which is very, very important for us.
And look, I'm going to simplify it even more for the user, like networking. You're a business. You're being used for over 20 million different, educators, students, teachers at the moment. That's big scale. But I think you've just really reinforced the importance of networking, whether that you're an individual that's trying to grow their own network and grow their sort of career network, or whether you're a business. So that's hit home a big time with me. And just on that as well, I'd love to know, when you're trying to build a company and build a startup, every business is important. Everyone that contributes to society is important. But you guys are in the schools, in the education system, in the hands of our future generations and future leaders of the world. So this is critical stuff. This is important stuff, and it's something that's really dawned on me in the last 6 months as I've gone and worked on Together AI, which is in the mental health and wellness space for kids. And it's really hit home every day. Wow, like, this is serious stuff. Whether it's a good or bad, this is important. Can you talk to me about, I'm sure it's never lost on you, but how do you kind of continue to reinforce that? And is that just something when you walk in the door every morning, it's reconfirmed for you? Or how do you keep that alight?
So just to give you a background on how we decided on moving on to EdTech, because when we started Cami, we were called Notable back then. We want to solve our own problems in the classroom. So annotation, collaboration, all the basic things that we struggled with. And then when we started releasing it to everyone, we have attracted a variety of users. So we have lawyers, doctors, researchers, business people, freelancers, everyone, and then teachers. And during that time, there's only three of us or four of us, and we couldn't really focus the product well. So we need to decide which path we're going to go for. We were very blessed, I guess, during that time, we had some grant from Education New Zealand to use this and fly off to the US and join a trade show and see how that works out. Because we know we have a really good growing user base of teachers, but we've never focused on that before because we're always looking like, look, lawyers love us, doctors love us, and, you know, easy to sell it to them because, you know, B2B selling is quite easy for that kind of angle. So when we took that grant, we went to overseas, we went to the US, we went to the trade show, we actually met a lot of our early users in person, and they stopped by the booth and talked to us, and they told us how it changed their day-to-day lives, like changed their lives. And some of them are quite emotional as well because they're quite thankful for how Cami or Notable then changed their workload. And during that time, we don't even have a full set of really good tools. It's all basic and there's a lot of things that we need to fix. But for them, that simple product version of Cami was enough to make a difference. Mm-hmm. So for us, we went back home and, you know, after that, we went to a couple more trade shows and we came to a point that we really have to decide which pathway we're going to go for. We went for a weekend out of town, filled our walls with some posters of all these potential direction that we may go for, put the pros and cons. And it was clear. We all stood in front of it. It's education. We haven't figured out the most important bit during that time, which is how do we sell? But what we know is that we are passionate about building all these features for them because we know that it would make a lot of difference to their day-to-day lives. And we know that there's a lot of potential in that industry as well. We know that it's growing. We know that, you know, it hasn't been changed for decades. We got to do something about it. We got to break down the four walls of the classroom. So that's when we decided that we're going to go for education. And it has always remained within our thinking, within the team. And as our team grows, we share that story to them. And they all share that passion. That's why we make sure that everybody in the team talks to a teacher because, you know, for us, we're not in the US. We don't know what a classroom looks like then. We do that. We talk to them a lot. And if we, before COVID, whenever we get a chance, we go to a school and do a school visit and actually be inside a school in a classroom and see how a class works and how we can further improve their workflow. So it has always been ingrained in us that education really, really needs some change. And we have the passion and the capacity to do something about it. And it helps us go through a lot of challenges, like with the COVID, when it started happening, everybody was like, look, this is it. We got to make sure that we support and service all these teachers. And the amount of growth that we've had so far is beyond our expectations. It actually fast-forwarded us 5 years of what we expect will be. And our team has been amazing because they're dedicated. So they would spend a lot of time helping a teacher because we ended up even onboarding teacher on how to use a Google Doc or something, a Google Suite. So before they asked us about Cami, they asked us, how do I do this on Google Doc, this document? So the team has been really, really good and very patient and very helpful. It just shows how you know, having ingrained to each and everyone that, you know, education is what we're trying to solve. So every other problems or issues that arise, they're already willing to make something of it.
That's a beautiful story. That's a great background. You know, I think, you know, you said passion and purpose really came out loud and clear there, which I think is amazing. I think that's really important to hear by the listener, whether, you know, they're an individual in a company or at the head. likewise, you know, it's really coming out loud and clear the importance of the customer for you guys. And that can sometimes get forgotten in a business here and there, which is terrible to say, but you know, sometimes it does. But you know, I'm hearing that loud and clear, the importance of the customer and how that customer has really dictated what Cammy is and where you'll go. And I think, you know, obviously you mentioned the impacts that COVID has brought on. And it's had some pros and cons depending on businesses, and yours, you know, definitely it's the right time, the right place for sure. But, you know, I'd love to know, you've also had to deal with COVID. You know, you're a mum, you're a parent, and you're a business leader. You just, you know, you're a citizen. Like, how have you managed to kind of, you know, steer this business in an elevated 5-year progression, as you mentioned, and yet still just enjoy the day to day outside the office?
Some people think it was so easy for us because, oh my gosh, this is the perfect time for education. But what they don't know is that growth in general comes with a lot of challenges. So when, I guess, you know, falling back to having an amazing team, you know, rolling back to 2020, before the first lockdowns happened anywhere around the world, the team has always been keeping an eye on what's happening around the world. So we're already aware of whatever's happening in China, and then it spread to Italy. And the team has been, I guess, mentally preparing for what's going to happen next. And during that time, I was on maternity leave. So the fortunate thing about it is that my husband is also my co-founder. So whenever he is at home, I would hear whatever because he was looking after my teams. So I can hear what's happening. So I'm always up to date on what's happening within the team. And we saw how it's changing, I guess, Hong Kong and in Europe. And we've had users and teachers in Hong Kong tweeting us and blogging about Cammy, sharing how they can use Cammy within their classrooms, because during that time they're already moving to remote work. So we're like, oh, it's happening now, it's getting so fast. So we're already putting together templates that could be sourced out to Italy and Hong Kong, while also preparing for our biggest market, the US, because we all know it's going to happen, it's just when. So we're already preparing for that, we're already preparing our campaign. And we're preparing our team because we know it's going to reach New Zealand at some point. So we were actually, everybody was already work from home 2 weeks before the first lockdown happened, because we want to make sure everybody managed to set up their home office comfortably. They have already mentally prepared for being at home or adjusting their new routine so that when it does happen, they're ready and they're not quite stressed out about the tiny details of even setting up a Zoom meeting, you know. So that was some of the challenges that we've encountered. And also during that time, we've heard a lot from the teachers overseas, outside of the US, how challenging it is to set up their own workplace at home, and also trying to help all their students and parents. The parents are now part of this, parents, how they set up their remote work. So we made sure that we have all those templates that they can use. And also we decided unanimously throughout the team that we're gonna give away Cammy for free during those times. So we're like, look, we're even our sales team, they're already like, we're not going to sell it to any of you guys. Just tell us, how can we help you onboard faster? Which is, you know, during that time we were quite lucky because we do have the runway to do that. But then we don't know how long this pandemic is going to last. So there's a lot of risk involved. But then again, we got to do what you got to do during that time, and just to give away the licenses for free. So when it reached the US and we've seen all the schools closing down in the US, the team was kind of prepared on what to do. However, the capacity has been bigger than expected. Our our customer success team has been inundated with lots of tickets, lots of emails, and lots of requests to do some onboarding sessions. So the team has been working nonstop, and you know, they want to make sure that no teacher is left behind in a way, because we've been getting so many flood of requests during that time. But that was one of the biggest challenges, is like, as much as we want to grow our team during that time, you cannot just onboard people and get them fully functional and productive within a couple of days. So everybody knows that, okay, this is the best that we can do. It's just us. So how do we improve things? Thankfully, our users are very patient, and they're quite understanding that, look, everybody's having the most difficult time. So a lot of them actually started creating resources for other teachers. Wow. So when they encounter a new issue, like how do you explain this to a parent, they've created a document or a blog post about it, or a YouTube video about it, which is amazing. So it's gone organic in our online communities have grown dramatically with each and every one of them asking questions, asking for help. And they're some of them actually helping each other, which is amazing to see. So for us, like, great, our team survived that the first couple of lockdowns, but also our early users who are very familiar with Kami, they know what to do. They want to share their knowledge to those new users as well, and how to divert into digital classroom, which is amazing to see.
Awesome. Now, is that a really young team member in the background walking around there, or was that a?
Yeah, she's our youngest boss. She's my 1-year-old.
Oh, that's awesome. And hey, I didn't want to skip it over just in case the listener missed it, but you not only work with your husband, you guys started the business together. Were you married at the time when you started the business, or can you quickly explain that to me?
When we started the business, we were still in university, finishing university. So we were dating back then.
Right.
And I've always wanted to start something. I've always been passionate about technology. And I hope you can't hear her.
Yeah, that's 1-year-old. I've got a 1-year-old as well, so that's okay. The listener can hear, but that's fine.
Yeah. So during that time, Hinji grabbed me and his best friend Jordan, and he was telling us, "Look, there's this entrepreneurship competition in uni. We got to join." And he completed this form without showing it to us and submitted it without our knowledge. Aleph, you do everything non-tech, marketing, operations, all that stuff. And Jordan does the technology, and he's going to be the business guy. So we're like, yeah, sure, whatever, because we're all really keen on doing some sort of a startup. So I guess that's how it started.
Oh, that's great. So it started in uni. And then sort of via an internal uni competition of sorts.
Yes. And through that competition, we've met Bob, who is now our chairman and chief revenue officer. He was one of the judges and our mentor during that time. So that's how we met him. We didn't win the competition. However, we hit gold by meeting Bob. And after the competition, he asked us, "Look, do you guys still want to do this?" And we're like, "Yeah, definitely." And he was the one who introduced us to our first investors, which is amazing.
So good. There you go. So for the listener still at uni, get involved, get into some of those competitions. Doesn't matter if you lose, as you mentioned, or exactly. Don't win, but it looked, next minute you got 25 million users. Look, I'd love to just end on one thing if I can, just because the importance of that user has come through loud and clear, and you've got a couple of different users, I guess, which is really interesting as well. And you mentioned there the online community, which would really has obviously flourished under the circumstances we've had. If you can hit home that for the listener that's in a position that they get to interact in any sort of way with their customer, the importance of fostering and looking after and really being authentic and truthful to the community. If you can kind of end us on there, please.
Yes. Here's a secret to our 25 million plus users. We've grown without advertising. This is all organic. And we really focus on building our community as well. So our early users since 2013, they're still with us and we know each other by name. We're Facebook friends. That's how close we are with our users. Because, you know, having, like for us, we're in New Zealand and they're in the US. They're so far away. We have no idea what their classroom looks like, feels like day to day. So for us, we are hungry to know more about them. So we talk to them a lot ever since the beginning and up to now, as I've mentioned. And we want to make sure that we listen to whatever feedback that they give us, because we know that nothing is perfect and it has to evolve to whatever they need. So we're always listening to what they say. And we're always trying to nurture that. And it just grows organically. Our Facebook group is so active right now with some of the teachers who are already there. And it's just amazing to see that, you know, initially when we started building the community and focusing heavily on trying to have a more organic growth, it's amazing to see that it's actually working. Because like I've mentioned during the lockdowns, we've seen some of our power users and early users creating resources for the new users so that they can help them on board, because they're passionate about what they do and they know how Cami helps them day to day and how it can help other people too. So they want to pass on that knowledge to each other, which is great. So that's amazing. So if you're an entrepreneur and you do have a chance to communicate and to connect with your customers, do that. That is way more important than figuring out or learning how to do a Google AdSense. Because when you make your early customers happy, they would definitely spread the good word within their network. I guess going back to that, like, network is very important. It may bring you back more customers. It may bring you back more opportunities. But it is very, very important. And it's, you know, it only costs you a couple of minutes a day just trying to connect with them.
Oh, that's amazing advice. I really appreciate it. You know, and I think what you guys are doing an excellent job. Like, congratulations on all the success, and most importantly, congratulations on putting that user you know, at the number one, number two, number three in position by the looks of it in your business. So thank you so much for being a guest on the Dream Job Ready podcast, and, you know, nothing but success for the rest of the year for you guys.
Thanks, Dane, and thank you so much for having this podcast. It's actually really, really informative. I've already shared it to the rest of my team and they're loving it, so thank you so much.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.